is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And Lundy, I'm sopping wet because I just got out of the bath. College basketball royally kicked my fanny, kicked my ass last night. I think I was 1-6 in my wagers. It was a night of Blue Bloods, and I was fading the hell out of those Blue Bloods, and I looked like a giant boob as a result. I woke up this morning thinking, oh, I'm probably going to go 0-7, but thankfully, the Red Hawks of Seattle covered it overtime against Louisiana Tech. So,
all right, it's all right,
we're
Brad.
Back on the right track,
Brad. It's okay because I am actually a fan of giant boobs. So it's okay. I'm glad that you are bathing in it, and I say that because of this. If you recall, Brad, on Monday's podcast, I talked about how much I'd taken it right in the jewels when it came to some of the hockey stuff, and then what happened?
But
it all comes back around. It all comes full circle. So we did bounce back, but we're still in a hole. We're still in a hole. We're just not like baby Jessica. Like we're just, you know, we're making our way out of the hole. We're not quite there yet. So with you being one of the many giant boobs, where do you want to start today? Where do we want to go as people are? Because Brad, some people are checking out mentally. Have you been out on the roads? Have you been on the highways and byways of America this week? Because some people have already shut their brains off. I just want to be honest. Some of you are driving on autopilot, and that's not a feature your vehicle has.
No, and of course, they're all en route to the grocery store because I've been stiff-arming grandmothers left and right just to get to the fresh
food. That cherry pie!
Yeah, it's utterly insane right now at every locale, and particularly those locations. But yes, I'm in full chase mode, so naturally, let's hop aboard the Hong Kong Plus bus, and hopefully the driver's not on autopilot, and we're going to be crashing into a deep, dark ravine. A plus 100 odds or greater, you're choosing. Pick your poison, my man. What do you got tonight? Whether in hockey, college football, college basketball, or Thursday Night Football and Rams Saints.
Well, I got to be honest. I really tread lightly on any, especially these early college football bowl games because of the opt-outs, because of the transfer portal, coaching changes.
Yeah.
And in truth, I mean, how much do these kids really care? I mean, it's a free vacation and that's about it. Okay.
Hey, they're in Boca Raton today.
Well, exactly. You are in Boca Raton. And so with that in mind, that is actually where my plus bus is pulling over for a quick rest stop this evening. I same game parlayed this one. If you look at our folks, our friends over at BetMGM, Brad, 67% of the money is on the under in this game tonight. Mm. And 64% of the money is on South Florida as the underdog to cover on the spread. So I'm actually going to pop a couple things together in terms of where the money is and where the public is. And I'm going to same game parlay this one. The payday is a plus 110 over at DraftKings. Let me take that spread for South Florida all the way up to plus 7.5. They've just got to keep it within a touchdown. I think they can do that. And I am going to go with the public in terms of the under, but I'm going to buy myself some space and take it up to 61.5. I think both of these teams are going to wind up spending some time on the ground. And I think that is going to move the clock in this one. And so I do like the under, but just in case somebody breaks a big one, I'm going to pop that one up, like I said, to 61.5. So South Florida plus 7.5 there with the Bulls and under 61.5 in this bowl game tonight, plus 110 at DK.
I'm going to pull myself up off the mat and get back to college basketball because I can't resist it. So on this SGP, and probably fade me as a result, just do the opposite, both these legs and your shit of cash. Anyway, we got a rivalry game between Kentucky and Louisville. Yes, Louisville's one of the worst Power 6 conference teams in these United States of America. For that reason, I'm going to take Kentucky slightly down to minus 9.5, the standard line of minus 13.5, and I'm going to pair that with a jacked up total to get up to 161.5 and hit that under to see the plus money as a result. Plus 106 built there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Kentucky is rocking and rolling right now. One of the fastest teams actually in the country, number 23 in adjusted tempo. One of the best offensive teams in the nation, jacking a ton of threes this season and doing it with sharp success. Reed Sheppard nailing 57.1% of his outside jumpers this year, which is just utterly insane. Overall, the Wildcats are number 10 effective field goal percentage. Offense are netting 54.8% inside the arc and 40.8% as a collective outside of it. A little bit more vulnerable defensively. Number 161 AFG defense, but excellent defensive rebounding team. Excellent in sharing the sugar, evidenced by the ranking and assist to field goals made. And then you look at Louisville. They're a punchline. I bet you there's probably going to be more blue and white in the stands there in Louisville than the actual home team being represented, because the coaching staff, Kevin Payne, is very much sitting in hot water right now, which you're going to be doing in the hot springs later today. But you look at the Cardinals are number 109 in tempo, so they don't mind running, but they can't flipping shoot. Number 292 in the country in effective field goal percentage offense. A little bit better defensively. Number 168 in that category. Decent at the free throw line. Decent rebounding team. Decent guarding the perimeter, which again is the biggest upside of the Kentucky offense. But the Wildcats just have too much talent across the board. So to recap, SGP style, baby. Kentucky, rah, rah, wow, on those Wildcats -9.5. And I'll take the under on the all total, 161.5 plus 106 at DraftKings. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
On this hashtag Tequila Thursday, we're going to go with a very stiff and strong pour straight out of the gate. Jimmy Graham, anytime touchdown. Yes, those odds are real. Let's dial back the clock about 10 years ago and say he's going to catch one and then spike it home and slam it home over the goalpost. Plus 650 available there at FanDuel Sportsbook. Have you seen what Jimmy Graham has done lately? He's having a renaissance. He's having a rebirth. He is having a revival, doing what he does best, and that is scoring touchdowns. He's actually done that in three consecutive games. He's only ran 2, 4, and 6 routes over the last 3 weeks, but hey, it's moving an upward trend. Maybe he gets 8 routes, and we stick with the rhythm and the theme there of that trend overall. Only has 5 total targets over the last 3 games, but he's caught all 5 of those targets again for a touchdown in each affair. The Rams outside the top 20 in DVOA, defending the tight end position this season. They've 11 allowed 7 touchdowns to tight ends overall, 4.8 receptions per game, and 58.3 yards per game to plus size targets. So put all together, Jimmy Graham, I say, catches one for 6 and spikes it home, baby. He does it for the 4th straight game. Give me that anytime touchdown because I got seduced by that juice, that plus 650 at FanDuel Sportsbook. Lundy, better follow.
Dude, you are so chasing right now, aren't you? You're just like, let me find something that's got a lot of money. Let me find a way. Look, here's what I'll tell you. I think this is worth, I wouldn't do a full unit bet on this one because I don't trust.
Yeah, it's a half unit.
Yeah, I mean, I would go half. You could even, it depends on what your betting strategy is. I think you could do a quarter unit on this and be fine because look at the odds. Look right there on the screen. Plus 650. So even if you did a quarter unit bet, you are looking at a sizable bump and a decent payday and something that you can carry into the weekend. So do we jump with Sherman in the Wayback Machine and he continues to be the guy that we all used to love in fantasy what seems like a decade and a half ago? Let's see, Antonio Gates. Like, who else can I bring up, right? I
mean, Jason Witten.
Right. It's like Jimmy Graham's just hanging out with the time machine. So look, if he can do it again, sure, at a plus 650. Do I think he's going to? Likely not, but plus 650, I'll take my chances.
I have personally a flaccid unit. Come on, Jimmy! My flaccid unit is on you. Make it rigid and strong.
Number 4.
All right, Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get some more Monday Night Football action in Rams and Saints. And how about the guy that is the beneficiary of Checkdown Charlie Extraordinaire? That is Derek Carr, none other than Alvin Kamara. Give me the over on 4.5 receptions again, plus money. Not as spicy or juicy as Jimmy Graham, but plus 115. I think that's worth a wager there. At BetMGM, you look at Alvin Kamara, a 21.0% team target percentage. That is a numero uno among all running backs in the National Football League. He's catching 86.1% of his targets this season. He's averaging 22.3 routes per game. He has done this like 6-7 times this season. And you know that Derek Carr is just going to look down the field. Chris Olave, it looks like he's double covered there. I'm not going to force it. Juwan Johnson, now. I'm not going to throw it to him. Taysom, nah, I'm not going to do it. Oh, my checkdown weapon is there. Oop, I'll just drop it into his hands for a 5-yard game. And he'll do that probably 5 times in this contest. And that's all we need to cash a ticket. You look at the Rams. Only a couple of guys have gone over this number against them, but they're giving up 4.3 receptions per game to the running back position. They're not allowing a ton of running back receiving yards. But here is the kicker in this. I think the Saints are going to be chasing the scoreboard, particularly in the second half. So if the game flow goes the way that I intend and hope it will, Alvin Kamara is cashing, baby, on the over 4.5 receptions, plus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
Ooh, this one, okay.
It's going to be close.
I think you are going to be close, and part of the reason for that is something that I'm actually going to talk about in bonus time. So, man, if I think there's going to be a beneficiary, I think it could wind up being Alvin Kamara. I actually really like both running backs a lot in this particular game tonight. So, it's really hard to not do this at plus 115. I'll tell you what, I'm going to follow for the sake that it is at plus odds, but I will say if you're looking for a way to be able to play this and play it with Kamara, I would rather go the SGP route and bring this number down and look for him to have like 3 or more, 4 or more, something like that, than necessarily playing it by itself. I think that's probably the strategy I would go with. Because like I said, I like both running backs in this game tonight for a lot of reasons. But man, 5 catches out of Kamara is a lot, Brad.
Oh, Derek Carr, just continue to do what you do. Play it safe, my man, and I cash in the end.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres, and maybe this is the parlay action that Lundy's going to be looking at to go along with the Alvin Kamara receptions on the reduced total. How about Tyler Higbee, the tight end for the LA Rams, giving the over on just 2.5 receptions? Honestly, this view should be much higher. Should be like minus 150 or greater, but it's minus 111 at tape time, pulled from Caesars Sportsbook. It's a bit of a head scratcher because you look at what Tyler Higbee has done. Yeah, he's averaging just 4.6 targets per game, but he is running a boatload of routes per contest, nearly 30 per game to be exact. Number 21, that's it, and catchable target rate. So he hasn't really benefited from accurate tosses from Matty Stafford, but he's hit the over on this in 2 of his last 3 games. And on the season as a whole, he has done this 7. For you non-Spanish majors out there, that's 7 times this year. You look at New Orleans, they're number 7 at pass EPA. That's over the entire season, become far more susceptible through the air here of late. They're going to 4.8 receptions per game at the tight end position. 9 TEs. 9 times. It has happened that they have grabbed at least 3 balls against this New Orleans defense this season. So Tyler Higbee working between the hash marks over the middle of the field. Give me that over 2.5 receptions. Minus 111 at Caesars Sportsbook. Lundy, fair to follow.
Guess what? While you were yammering on,
you go to parlays.
I did. While you were doing that, I went over to ESPN Bet. Seriously, I had it open in another window. ESPN Bet. Here we go. Ready? Higbee, 2 or more. Kamara, 4 or more. Plus 103.
Ooh, yeah, that's sexy.
I like this one with Higbee, but remember, I told you that I'd rather take Kamara, bring him down just in case. Plus 103. I know that's not incredibly sexy, but it's plus odds. Again, Higbee for 2 or more, Kamara for 4 or more, built on the fly as we're recording, plus 103.
ESPN. Oh, Lundy, I am disrobing right now. You had me at plus money.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the feed. Five countdown. Let's work an anytime touchdown prop. And the guy that is extraordinarily juiced at like a minus 210 to minus 250 at the variety of sportsbooks that are out there. This is really the only sensible way to play it. You can't take it as a solo wager. Give me Kyren Williams anytime touchdown and the Rams on the money line. So they went straight up at BetMGM. You get that right now at even Steven Plus 100 money. I think it's worth buying a ticket off on that, which entirely I did. You look at Kyren Williams. He is dominating the opportunity share, 75.9% in this Rammies back. Did we get a little smattering here and there of the Rolls Royce, of Royce Freeman, but that's about it. He's got 45 total red zone touches, eight coming directly at the goal line. That's number four in the National Football League. And remember, he missed a handful of games, so he has been the consummate workhorse. Number six in yards after contact per attempt, 3.51 to be exact, and forced in a missed tackle a very outstanding 24.2% of the time. So whether you look at the surface numbers, the deep diving analytics, he is somebody that certainly grabs your attention and will probably be a busy man. On top of that, he is a splash six and cross a chalk here in three of his last four games. So I think that trend will indeed be thy friend. To recap on the SGP, Kyren Williams, anytime touchdown, and the Rams to win straight up plus 100 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Love playing this trick when it comes to anytime touchdowns that are popped way too high to the juice. Smart play. I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time. I'll leave it for bonus time. I think this is a really smart play. I love the Rams on the money line tonight in any SGP. I just think this team's playing really well. So you put that together with what Williams has been able to do and crossing the chalk. Hell yeah. Plus 100. Play it all day.
Correlate, synergize, and bring it all together.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5. And hopefully you're going to be doing celebratory shots of Añejo as a result of it. Give me Cooper Kupp. I'm going to fill up the cup. More tequila, bartender, please. Most receiving yards in the game and the best odds, bar none. It's not even remotely close when you shop this around, is at BetMGM at plus 185. By comparison, DraftKings got to say at plus 125. I know, because I looked up this morning and I couldn't believe my eyes. I had to rub them once, rub them twice. And I'm like, oh, BetMGM, take my money. Inserting like $100 bills into somewhere in my computer's drive shaft, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, there was some kind of insertion going on, Letty. But Cooper Kupp, I think, is going to lead this game in receiving yards. Why? He's going to get a lot of Alante Taylor, who was a slot cornerback for the opposing team, the Fleur-de-Lis, and he has been a flop for that Fleur-de-Lis, giving up 100.6 passer rating and the most yards, again, the most yards of any slot corner in the NFL, also allowing 64% catch percentage as well to the opposition. You look at Kupp, man, he is getting back to his old dominating ways. Last couple of weeks, 18 targets, 16 catches, 226 yards. He went for 100 apiece in each of those games. I think on another 8 to 10 catches, Lundy, it's going to be around 115, maybe 120, could be even higher. He is going to lead the game tonight, even with Chris Olave back on the other sideline, in overall receiving yards. So I'm betting on that, plus 185 at BetMGM. My top play of the day, Lundy. Fair to follow.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Because I feel bad that you took a bath in college basketball. I'm still thinking about that. It's been on my brain the whole time.
Still young. We're a couple days before the Christmas holiday. Guys are checked out.
Yeah, but the problem is, I told you on Monday, I know that feeling, you know, like your college basketball love is my love of the NHL. And when you're not performing well, you know, that's how you wind up a little flaccid. You're like, oh, I'm not living up to expectations. You know what I'm saying? I felt bad. Here we were sending people to the spreadsheet, talking about my hockey picks, talking about your college basketball picks, and then You know, it was just one of those. I think I just spit on the camera. Anyway, so you know what? I'm going to roll with you with this one because it is your top play. It is your sledgehammer. It is. I want you to get some love here going into Christmas time, just in case Santa doesn't bring you what you really wanted.
Yeah, well, let's continue to power the pain with bonus time, Lundy. Whether in the National Hockey League, whether in the Association, maybe you want some additional action in that Boca Raton Bowl or on the college basketball hardwood. A lot of action with a lot of not-so-noteworthy teams. Or maybe Thursday Night Football. Do share, because, again, I'm already halfway to China.
Yeah, you're already kind of feeling it, and you're going to be, you know, frankly, as drunk as that current jacket that you're wearing already makes you look. I mentioned the reason why I was just slightly down on the Alvin Kamara receptions prop. I put this same gamer together at ESPN Bet. It was the only place that I could play around with these numbers the way that I wanted to, and I got it at a plus 176. I'm going to take Matt Stafford to have under 36 and a half pass attempts in the contest. All right. Under 36 and a half pass attempts for Mr. Stafford, and Derek Carr to be under 35 and a half pass attempts in the contest. Again, I think this is a game that's going to play out a little bit on the ground, much the way I talked about that roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl that I thought we were going to play that one out on the ground. I think Thursday Night Football is going to kind of feel the same way. Just in part based on defense and where I think things can be done. And the fact that, look, the Rams found somebody they can lean on. Why wouldn't you with what you can get out of Kyren Williams? So you put all of that together, both of those pass attempt numbers, under 36 and a half for Stafford, under 35 and a half for Derek Carr. That is plus 176 over at ESPN Bet. I will tell you that I like the Stafford bet by itself. Standard juice minus 115 for him to be under 34 and a half. That's his standard line. Reason why? He did this. He went over this number a total of six times this season, but four of those were in the first five games. He's only done this twice since. His pass attempt numbers have been plummeting. He's not getting up over this number very often. And I think the defense that New Orleans is going to give him is going to keep him under. So again, I like the bet by itself, under on Stafford 34 and a half. But I did that SGP and I brought both of them up. So you can play it either way, whatever you decide makes you happy. One more play for this evening. It's another SGP. Did this one over at DraftKings. Give me Cooper Kupp for 60 or more receiving yards. Brought his threshold down. Right now, the standard number is at about 71 and a half. 60 or more for Kupp. And then give me Kyren Williams to have over 100 rush plus receiving yards. Combo. Over 100. He's done this in five straight games and in six out of his last seven. And then Cooper Kupp, for all the reasons that Brad just outlined for why he thinks he's going to wind up being the top receiver in the game. That is plus 102. Again, I know it's not sexy, but those are easy thresholds for them to get to at DraftKings. Let me go over to the ice where we have a kick-ass slate of games tonight. 12 on the docket for the NHL this evening because there were only a trifecta of games yesterday. Goals in the first 10, you know we love them. Two different two-leggers for you. Start off with this one. Give me Carolina and Pittsburgh to have a goal in the first 10. Give me the same thing with Vancouver and Dallas. Dallas has done this in 10 straight games. They're at home. I say that it continues. Carolina and Pittsburgh, these are both teams that if you match it up are doing it right around two-thirds of the time. So I'm playing the odds that it's going to happen there. That one's a plus 167. Again, Carolina and Pittsburgh, Vancouver and Dallas. The other two-legger that I like, give me St. Louis on the road against Florida. I just told you that Dallas has done it in 10 straight. St. Louis has done it in 9 out of their last 10. And then Vegas and Tampa. There's only one, I think only two teams that do it more often when they're playing at home than Tampa. Tampa has hit the gift 80% of the time when they're at home. And to match that number, by the way, 8 out of their last 10 games it has happened. So St. Louis and Florida, Vegas and Tampa, those two together on a two-legger is plus 170. And what happened last week? I told you, if you're a sadistic freak, you can put all four of those together and it'll be a plus 623. We did it last week at a plus 609 and it hit. So why the hell not? A couple more real quick, then I'll turn it over to Brad here. Give me Colorado to have four or more goals at home against Ottawa tonight. Give me Toronto to have four or more on the road against Buffalo. If both of those things happen, plus 203 at DraftKings. Ottawa's letting people score against them, plus Colorado's at home where they always manage to play better. And holy crap, is Buffalo's defense leaky right now? Toronto should be able to do this with relative ease. My guess is Toronto's going to have two out of those four by the time we even hit the end of the first period. And finally, speaking of Colorado, Nathan MacKinnon is on a 16-game point streak right now. It's pretty insane what Mac is doing. It's nuts. But on top of that, Brad, in those 16 games, he has 20 assists to go along with the scoring that he's been doing. So here's an SGP for you at plus 100. Give me Colorado to score three or more. I told you I like him for four or more. Let me bring it down to three or more. Give me MacKinnon for an assist and give me the Abs on the money line. If you put all three of those together over at DraftKings, you can do that at a plus 100. I told you there's 12 games on the schedule for the NHL. I'm going to have more picks for you up on the spreadsheet, but in the interest of time, because this guy's got a television show to do, I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, all that MacKinnon data you threw out there has me sucked
unreal
in.
Unreal.
I know nothing about hockey, but I know that's damn good. All right, let's go to the team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. Oh, you see the juice. It's a Huevos Gigantes, baby. Oh, this SGP, give me the Rams to win straight up. Again, I think they're going to take this sucker. New Orleans has dropped three consecutive road games. You look at the Rams, they've won four of their last five. They've also won four of their last five as the favorite straight up, so something to consider there. Give me Matty Stafford, correlates, synergize, and bring it all together. I just need one passing touchdown. That is it, which he has done in 12 of 13 games, number six in total red zone attempts on the season. The Saints have allowed a quarterback to throw at least one touchdown in 10 contests this year. A leg, numero tres, Cooper Kupp, six or more receptions. Again, this is going to be a Kupp showcase explosion kind of game from him because of the matchup against Alante Taylor. He may catch eight balls in this one, only 8-6. And then leg numero quattro, Kyren Williams, three more catches, which he is doing routinely. In fact, he has done this, I believe, in four of his last five games. And I know the opposition has given up close to four receptions per contest in the Saints this year. So to recap all the team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, Rams, money line, Stafford, one or more passing touchdowns, Cubs, six or more catches, Kyren Williams, three or more catches, a cool plus 347. Yeah, get seduced by that juice there at ESPN Bet. All right, let's get a couple of more plays on the board here on Thursday Night Football. If you just want to play the game with a total on a little SGP action, I built this at BetMGM at a plus 105 juice. Rams again on the money line, and I took the total down to 37.5 and hit that over. The Rams have done that in four straight games. New Orleans has done that in six of their last eight contests. Taysom Hill, the Swiss Army knife, I say he gets over on an all total available at ESPN Bet at plus 110 of 19.5 rush yards. He's done this five times this season. Yes, he only had one carry for one measly yard last week against the G-men, but I think he's going to get seven attempts, and that's really the key. If he hits that magical seven number, I think he's getting over 20 rush yards. The Rams, middle of the pack in rush EPA, number 14 in that category, giving up 4.2 yards per carry, 82.9 yards per game to the running back position, but combined running backs and quarterbacks, 18 guys have gone for at least 20 rush yards against the Rammies this season. Lundy, let's work in a little college basketball. And I got one more play. The Purdue Boilermakers, who, you know, everybody's like, the Big Ten's got no shot ever winning a title ever again. See Purdue. I think the Boilers are doing it. They're going to take it on up. Best team, in my opinion, in the nation. They're going against Jacksonville. They're at home. I like the under in this game. I grab it when it opened at 149. It's down to like 147.5 at most books. I played it down to like 146. I think Purdue's going to score 89, 90, 91. But Jacksonville is number 275, and EFG offense according to Bart Torvik may not hit 55. So if they stay in that 50 to 55 range, Purdue does its thing, doesn't crack 100. I don't think they're going to get there. Probably take the foot off the gas with about 5 minutes left in the game, bring some walk-ons in, give them some minutes before the holidays, make them feel all holly and jolly, and the under hits. So we're going back to that, Will. As poisoned as it may be for me in college basketball, you're but I like ridiculous. That quite a bit.
You're absolutely ridiculous.
I am utterly ridiculous.
Purdue against Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, yeah. There's like 35 games on the board. I got to have more action. And I have more of the spreadsheet there at Noisy Huevos. By the way, some people hit us up today on the Twitter or the X machine. And we got a new segment. It's called X Marks the Spot. I'm going to give a shout out to one of the Feed 5 loyal listeners, and that's Noah Baggins. And I asked him, hey, what's your top play in Thursday Night Football? And he provided Kyron Williams anytime touchdown, Alvin Kamara anytime touchdown, hashtag juice from Noah. That is plus 200 at BetMGM. But wait, there's more. The John Chow hit me up with a very scintillating and sexy pair of parlays, I believe, as well. He took Tyler Higbee over 4 receptions. Oh, he took the all line on that. So Higbee over 4 receptions plus 152, and he adds in the Saints are allowing 4.8 receptions and 50.6 receiving yards per tilt and 7 TDs to opposing tight ends. Doing his homework. I like it. Way to go, John. And he said, bonus time, bonus time. Pair it with the Higbee anytime touchdown, and you get that number jacked up to plus 500 out of the hashtag in Sledgehammer. Daddy want, daddy need, daddy gotta have it. Way to go, guys. Noah, John, we appreciate your participation. We're going to try to work these in every single show henceforth. By the way, if you enjoy this little broadcast, drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly also feed or follow us on how to get a hold of us if you want to participate in X Marks the Spot on the X, where we try to give it to you. Lundy and all his free spreadsheet picks, they're at 8 Lundy, mine at Noisy Huevos for the soon-to-be soaking balls Lundy in the springs in Northern Colorado. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Ho, ho, horrible are my picks.